Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, October 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, we have a major announcement about the expansion of live sports for Apple Vision Pro. Apple is gearing up to stream select Los Angeles Lakers games this NBA season in Apple Immersive Video for Vision Pro. This marks the first time that we've seen live sports streamed for Apple's headset. Special cameras that support the immersive video format will be set up courtside and under each basket, so you'll have perspectives for full immersion for multiple spots on the court. The Lakers games will be shot using a special version of the Blackmagic Immersive Live camera. The immersive live streams will be limited to select games, and we're expecting more details from Apple and the NBA before the end of next month. The first games are expected by early 2026. You'll be able to watch through both the NBA app on Apple Vision Pro and an upcoming app from Charter Communications Spectrum Sportsnet. There aren't any details about how exactly this will play out in terms of pricing. Presumably, you'll need an active subscription to either Charter or perhaps NBA League Pass to tune in. Streaming live immersive video will require a strong internet connection, with Spectrum saying you'll need at least 150 megabits per second download speed to watch. In addition to watching live, Spectrum says you'll also be able to tune in on demand and see highlights in the Spectrum app. So while we are still waiting on some key details about the implementation of this partnership, it is a major milestone in Apple's immersive video format to have a live sporting event available for Vision Pro users. Next up today, although Apple is on record as saying it wants to see the European Union's Digital Markets Act either repealed or substantially revised, it's reportedly close to reaching a settlement with the regulator. In public, the two sides have engaged in a war of words, but a new report claims that behind the scenes, they're actually close to reaching an agreement. For its part, Apple has accused the European Union of promoting unfair competition, saying that the DMA's rules only apply to Apple, even though Samsung is the smartphone market leader in Europe and Chinese companies are growing fast. The European Union, meanwhile, has said that Apple simply contests every little bit of the DMA, and it undermines the company's narrative of wanting to be fully cooperative with the Commission. The Financial Times, however, says that Apple and the European Union are close to an agreement, and this agreement would see Apple change a range of its business practices to comply with the DMA and avoid further fines. So far, Apple has paid more than 700 million euros for breaching the Digital Markets Act in the EU. The remaining primary dispute between Apple and the European Union is whether Apple unfairly treats developers who choose to offer their own apps through external marketplaces, and the Financial Times says that both sides are hopeful they'll be able to announce the agreement soon. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a perfect time to rethink your backup strategy. Backblaze protects your data automatically and in the background, a no-brainer part of your defense against ransomware and hardware failure. From business-critical documents to your entire photo library, Backblaze has you covered. When something goes wrong, you can restore fast, from the cloud, the client, or even a physical drive. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, we talked a couple months ago about Apple COO Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams announcing his retirement for the end of this year. As Apple braces for that change, it's now reorganizing several of the divisions that once reported to him. Bloomberg says that Apple is moving its health and fitness teams from Jeff Williams to Senior Vice President of Services Eddie Q. Williams was also responsible for overseeing watchOS, which will now shift to Craig Federighi, Senior Vice President of Software Engineering. Federighi's plate is getting increasingly full, as he was also recently put in charge of the troubled revamp of Siri. Williams also oversaw Apple Watch hardware engineering, but that responsibility will now shift to John Ternus, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering. The report explains that Apple started shifting some of Williams's duties after he announced his departure, transferring things like the oversight of supply chain, operations, AppleCare, and Apple's work in China to Apple's new chief operating officer, Sabih Khan. Finally, the report notes that the shift of Apple's health and fitness teams to EdiQ is well-timed, as it plans to launch a new AI-powered Health Plus subscription service next year. Day-to-day operations for the health and fitness teams have been assigned to Dr. Simbal Desai, who will now report directly to EdiQ. These are all just the latest examples of organizational shifts happening inside Apple as it adapts to new product categories and as its senior leadership team begins to get older, and therefore we see more retirements, such as Luca Maestri's decision last year to step down from his post as chief financial officer. And again, this is likely just the beginning as Apple has more senior leadership shakeups in the works. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it is tremendously helpful if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. Doing so will help new people find the show and help us keep making it 5 days per week. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.